mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, here we are on this Tuesday edition, the 25th day of January 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up, Paul Watson in the second hour. Then in the third hour, I've got a guest coming on, well, to talk about persecution of Christians and conservatives on the college campuses. But not just of conservatives, but of course that's the main group that's being persecuted. You know, all these people on the left get real angry when George Bush sets the Constitution on fire, but I hope they know that the 60s generation actually paved the way for all of these thought crimes and all of the restrictions on free speech we're now seeing. And so I hope you realize this is a bipartisan problem in this country, and the establishment is more than happy to take anybody's free speech away. So for a long time, conservatives have been kicked around. And some conservatives, some camp followers, some neocon followers, who are deceived, who think that George Bush is really a conservative, I've heard them say, yeah, they've been taking our free speech for a long time. Now it's our turn to take theirs. What is wrong with you? If you take anybody's rights, you end up losing yours. It's just that simple. They had a plane forced down from Mexico into San Antonio last night, and then the media tried to connect it, as usual, to the dirty bomb threat in Boston, which turned out to be fake, to not be a real threat. And the question is, why are they fear-mongering like this? And, of course, you know about how they claim that there's this boogeyman who goes around Iraq killing people and torturing people. But then when you track back who's actually killing and torturing, it's special black ops squads who know that these images will infuriate the American people and keep us behind the war. We really have linked it to that. In some cases, it's been 100% conclusively proven to be Western intelligence groups or the Republican Guard slash Baathist, who've been put back into control doing it, to blame it on their political enemies. Problem, reaction, solution. Well, now Al-Zawahiri, or however you pronounce his stupid name, they've captured him again. And they've killed him again. So now he's been killed twice, captured three or four times. And then in a month when they capture him again or kill him again, no one's going to say, hey, you said you killed him a couple times before. It's almost like they're testing how dumb we are and setting the precedent that they can just lie in mass. Central bank shift reserves away from the U.S. is out of the Financial Times of London last night. Bush backs proposed pro-life bills. This is something good. But don't slap Bush on the back for this. You have forced him to do this. Just like everything else. Oh, but Hillary is modifying her abortion language. We'll tell you what old Hillary, the Duchess of Death, the Duchess of Wickedness, is up to. And her pro-death stance for the poor little defenseless unborn. So that's coming up as well. Just so much. And I will go to your calls early in this first hour. We've got guests coming up the second and third. We'll also have open phones then. In fact, we'll go to your calls in this next segment. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. 1-800-259-9231.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour. Thank you for joining us. Toll-free number to get involved on air, 1-800-259-9231. This broadcast is not about left or right. It's about right and wrong. I look at things on an issue-by-issue basis. Does it give us more liberty, more freedom, or does it give the elite more power and control over the population, hence tyranny? And I try to side with life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, not with death and control and manipulation. The government is run by a pack of out-of-control, arrogant, decadent criminals. They know that we're waking up to them. They're building a high-tech straitjacket for society so we cannot struggle as more of us wake up to what we have been basically brought up into. You're now inside world government, world taxation, world regulation, world law. World armies have already been set up. The treaties are signed. The deals are done. Now they're simply expanding it, just like the federal government grows. But whereas the average European knows that they're in a European Union and that they have no voting power in that union, that's right, only the leaders have power, The American people have no idea, on average, that through treaties and trade deals, we're giving up our sovereignty and merging with the Pan-American Union, which is already being merged with the EU and the Asian Union. And you look at the rules and the regulations of this world government, you have no freedoms. You have no liberties. You know, I was reading a story about Vermont this morning, and I heard Paul Harvey talking about it driving into the office. In Vermont, you can cut the head off a goat and spill its blood in a pentagram on the ground, and that's religiously protected. But you can't put John 3:16 on your personalized license plate because separation of church and state. Well, separation of church and state means the government shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So if you've got a personalized license plate, that's your personal statement. It's not the state's. It means the state doesn't get involved. But instead, George Bush is coming out with a faith-based initiative that Hillary Clinton endorsed and is pushing for as the point woman in the Senate, which will federally fund, with tens of billions of dollars, like $9 billion a year to start, churches to carry out government activities. You think the churches are already bad, having UN Day and Turn Your Gun In Day, Catholic churches, Baptist churches. You think your churches are bad enough involved in all this? Just wait. You say, what does it have to do with not being able to have John 3:16 on your license plate? It shows how it's all selectively enforced and how the government says you can't have that on your license plate because it's a separation of church and state, but we're going to pay the churches and the state's going to regulate them even more. And I'll tell you how this regulation works. Starting about 60 years ago, they just said to churches, oh, yeah, you've always been tax exempt. Yeah, First Amendment. Sure. Just fill out this little form. It's a technicality, but for your tax exemption. People were trusting. Oh, you're the government. I trust you. Sure, I'll fill out a form. Never had to do this before. There's no law. And then 60 years later, you try to go set up a church and have it be tax exempt without going and filling out the forms. They're going to come after you. And then even when you do fill out the forms, I have friends here in town that have brought me the letters that the congregation's given. A big Baptist church in Austin, Texas. A letter. Back before the last off-year election 2 years ago, and it was, do not talk about politics in the pews at Sunday school. Do not talk about it with the church groups at the park or at a restaurant. Do not talk about politics. Talk about mind control. Number one, the preacher can say George Bush is of the devil, or he can say Bill Clinton's of the devil, or he can say abortion's of the devil. But this is even their little rules that aren't even rules at all, that are color of law. You just can't put signs in your yard and have political candidates come to your church and raise money for them, which you actually can under the First Amendment. You can do whatever you want. There's not a long leash for churches. There is no leash. The leash is on the government. But now it's gotten to the point where the prominent Baptist church, and I'm told this is all over the country, when I talk about this, I was sent letters from Catholic churches and Presbyterian churches saying basically the same thing. You don't talk about politics. Mean, that's like China or something, where you go to the church and don't talk bad about the government. Oh, yeah, they have churches in China. So we talk about the First Amendment. And the reason I'm bringing this up is Tony Blakely, editor at the Washington Times, wrote an article where he said the Justice Department needs to investigate Cy Hirsch, seize him, and prosecute him to the full extent of the law. Then he listed execution. Let's kill Cy Hirsch, he basically said. In fact, he said it. Let's kill him. Seymour Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, broken just hundreds of major stories. A real investigative journalist who I found his research to be impeccable. And now the neocons are saying, kill him. You talk about treason against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. if Tony Blakely was still in government, he should be seized. He should be tried by a jury of his peers, and he should spend a couple years in prison. You want to talk about the definition of treason against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution? Now, it's his right to do it and say it because he's a private citizen. But if he was in government, which is held to a higher standard, that is treason, ladies and gentlemen. That is sedition. Unbelievable. So this is the type of society that we're looking at. And you've heard the neocon talk show host call for arresting anybody that disagrees with the government. You've heard the Deputy Attorney General of California, Mr. Calhoun, call for it. Oh, yes, disagreeing with the government, you should be arrested because the government's fighting terrorists. And if you disagree with the terrorists, that aids government. He actually said that 2 years ago. I'll never forget it. In the newspaper. Like it was normal. So you've got the Democrats together. You've got the Republicans together when they're not putting on their little fake fights, their good cop, bad cop that fools you out there, across the board. The throngs of control freaks at major universities that get professors fired because they've got a Christian bumper sticker or because they've got a bumper sticker that says support our troops. These are real cases. They love it. They feel good about it. But then they'll scream bloody murder when somebody's wearing a peace on earth, no war shirt at a mall and gets arrested. And they should scream bloody murder. But they should scream bloody murder if anybody tries to stop somebody from having something on their car. You should scream bloody murder about the policies you put in for an English class. If an 8th grade honor roll student, they tell them, write a story about your family life. My daddy's a captain in the Army, and he has an M16 rifle. They actually call the police when the teacher reads the article a day later, reads the story. They quietly call the principal, the police come. The young man is led to the office, put in handcuffs. Are you planning to kill? Are you planning to attack? See, they're teaching them thought crime. You see, across the board, it was like the inauguration. No crosses. That makes the left happy. No anti-war signs. That makes the neocons happy. We all lose our rights together. You see how this pincer attack, this two-pronged attack works? Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead. First caller. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
The faith-based initiative that you were talking about, do you believe that that's just like a code name or a stepping stone to the world religion?
Oh, it is. In fact, it says that if you take the money, you have to hire, this has been admitted, a Satanist. Or if you're a Satanist, you'd have to hire a Christian. You'd have to hire people you don't agree with politically. You'd have to hire people, you know, if your religion is against homosexuality, you'll have to hire them. It's no joke.
How does the league, the current league of churches that they have, fit into all this? Is that like a stepping stone?
Well, the World Council of Churches was openly founded by the Rockefellers, and its founding documents say it is to have a one-world religion.
Oh, wow. Can I change subject just a little bit?
Sure.
On another thing that you were talking about, an article posted yesterday from the New York Times on the end of Posse Comitatus and the commandos to get duty on U.S. soil.
Yes.
The Eric Schmidt article. Now, could you explain to me and everyone a little bit how that correlates with things like Operation Garden Plot and Cable Spicer? Because it sounds like that they were all, that was the origin, that Garden Plot and Cable Spicer, what's going on now with this complete flushing down, as you say, of Posse Comitatus down the toilet.
Well, for those that don't know what Posse Comitatus is, why don't you tell them?
That's the 1878 law that prevents the military from interfering with civilian law enforcement.
Is that your final answer? You're absolutely right. And it's growing up, we all heard about third world countries, how they're third world because they got troops with machine guns on the street corners and they check your papers. Well, for decades, they've been quietly getting rid of it, and now they're just announcing it. Just like Ridge said 2 weeks ago, he said the coronation, the inauguration, will be a test for the rest of the country. That was the Army's website, his quotes. And then now they announce, oh, yeah, commandos are going to be all over the country. What's wrong with commandos?
Wake up, people. Wake up.
Now, let me speak a little bit more on that when we get back. Thanks for the call, Tim. It's very important. I'm glad you mentioned it. Jason, Joan, and others, we'll talk to you as well when we get back. Stay with us.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The last vestiges of the old republic are being swept away. The Bill of Rights is basically dismantled. Now the government simply needs to begin implementing their operations and having federal courts rule according to the new rules. The rules being, your slaves, government is God. And the Supreme Court said yesterday, hey, doesn't even matter if they got probable cause, if they think you've got drugs. It doesn't matter. We can set up checkpoints and have 100 German Shepherds lined up searching your vehicles. How else are we going to have our huge, giant toll road checkpoints / search and seizure areas run by TSA employees, which is an official federal plan? You thought you could escape the airports by not flying? You're going to be searched like a slave everywhere, but on the borders. Oh, yes. You're all going to have national ID cards unless you're an illegal alien. There's a special waiver for them. Think I'm joking? I've had two congressmen on about it and read the bill, and it passed. And so that's the lovely plan. That's the wonderful new system. And they're going to have troops everywhere. You know, in Road to Tyranny, I interview a Marine Corps officer slash police officer now, owns a large, almost successful computer company, we'll say that. And this good old boy, we talked to him, got the documents, all of it. Back in 1989, in Virginia, kicking down doors of gun dealers' homes with the police as part of a secret operation, merging the police and the military before he ever became a police officer. And he finally woke up and called me and wanted to be on the show, the radio show and the film, because, well, he ran into a checkpoint where they were searching people's vehicles, and he wasn't treated too nicely by the troops. And then he was jogging around his house in his upscale neighborhood, wasn't treated too nice by a police officer. He got a little bit of the treatment. He got some of the treatment. And he woke up. So for a long time, they've been quietly training for this and having urban warfare drills to condition you. And now they just come out in the New York Times and say, there's no posse comitatus anymore. Yeah, we got rid of most of it, and troops are going to be watching you and running security and commanding your police. And the police already call you civilians. Thought a civilian was anybody who wasn't in the military. But see, the mayor calls you a civilian, and the police call you civilians, and they march around and salute each other. So they're already militarized. So we're like Russia or China or Mexico now. We've got our owners. And I'm not very respectful of my owners, because I'm here to tell you, you're not my owner. You can say you're my owner, and it's for my own good, but you're not. All right, let's talk to Jason in Arizona, then Joan, Stacy, and Ryan and others. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I showed an article yesterday to my friend about the crosses being banned and whatnot, the inauguration, and he said, well, if that was the case, every major news organization would have been on that story.
So, exactly. So your friend's a neocon, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I said,
and so he just denied that it even existed. Okay, fine.
Right, yeah. And I showed him the California article about the motion sensors and cameras in your car to tax you per mile. He denied that. I said, well, there's the article. He says, well, those motion sensors don't work. I said,
Houston Chronicle, Ergonomics Today, BBC, Associated Press, official plan, all cars will have cameras watching us and reporting back to the police on a live wire uplink, but it doesn't exist, huh?
Right. He said that the emotion sensors don't work, and the guest you had on your show the other day was speaking about that. He said that he didn't know what he was talking about. And I said, how can you say that when you don't even read the articles and read the bills and even haven't even heard the show?
No, I just have the CEO of one of the companies who's got government contracts, and admitting it's going to watch us and track us and report on us, and they're already selling it, but it doesn't exist. Yeah. Toyota's announced they're about to start putting it in their cars.
Yeah, Emperor's new clothes, right?
Well, you know, this yesterday at the end of the broadcast, I'll try to dig it back out and spend more time on it. I read a quote out of the New York Times where a Bush administration official said, it doesn't matter what we say one day and say another. We control reality.
Right. I read that article. I saw that on the website.
So here they are saying it doesn't matter what we say one day to the next because we have the power, so we make reality. I mean, it's reaching cuckoo level, but the public's being taught doublethink and mass mental illness too.
It's
like Germans who live right next door to concentration camps, and then even after the war they were denying it was there. So Eisenhower, I've got the film of this, had them all stand in a row as they drugged the dead bodies, made them drag the dead bodies by the thousands. You see women vomiting and, you know, just in total denial.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Denied and covered up seems to be the policy.
It doesn't exist, okay? I'm a kook when I told people 8 years ago there's a plan to satellite tax and track you. Now it's in all the newspapers, but it still doesn't exist. You understand me? Good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. Yeah, I'm glad that the last caller, Jason, raised denial. As the cliche goes, it's not a river in Egypt. People are in such denial. You know, I'd say, here's the official government plan, how they're going to use fads and security and have public officials take microchips, and then they're going to force their employees to take it. Oh, that's not real, you're a kook, you're crazy. And I'd go, but see, it says army.mil, you can go to this website, it's the Army's official website. Oh, whatever, kook. And now the exact plan's being carried out, and the dean at the Harvard Medical School, and the Mexican Attorney General's getting it, and all these public officials, and oh, all the trendiest nightclubs. You know, if you want to get into the special rooms with the go-go girls for the real service, you've got to have one of these chips. And I have their CEOs on, and their promoters on, and they go, the chip will prevail. Get chip today, Alex. Nothing's going to stop it. We're all getting it. I do see it in the near future, Alex, but we'll all have to have it to buy and sell. No! And I'm the weirdo for reporting on what they're doing. I'm the weirdo when every week I see another article where they find different cancer viruses in vaccines, And then I get emails, people going, you don't get cancer from a virus. You get them from cigarettes. No, when you damage your DNA and break it down, then your lungs get weakened, and you get it generally from a virus. They're finding more and more. It's just the ignorance level. And I'm trying to warn people, and they just keep living in denial. There's hundreds of issues, folks. I mean, I see a threat. I know what's really going on because I research this. This is what I do. You're an expert on acting cool and strutting around with your chest stuck out and knowing all the sports scores. You were told that's what it is to be a man. Well, I believe what it is to be a man is to be informed and to work hard and to stand up for your family and stand up for your country and stand up for freedom. Women think that acting like whores and smacking their lips and strutting around with their eyes bugged out mindlessly is cool, and I don't think that's cool. I know the TV told you so, but it told you a system. It conditioned you how to behave to be a good slave. I don't know. There's just so much to talk about, and I want to take your calls. We got Paul Watson coming up, and I'm going to play a clip from The Daily Show. I saw this a few days ago. It was hilarious, but also very scary about the inauguration. I played our own little condensed clip of the inauguration, and we might play that again, too, in the next hour, but the Daily Show clip is coming up. But right now, let's just go back to your calls. And, okay, deny there's a world government. I mean, I remember 6, 7, 8 years ago when I was just getting rolling. I guess I really started out 10 years ago, but 6, 7, 8 years ago, I talk about world government on the radio. Okay, caller line one, you're on the air, Bob. And he'd say, oh, there's no world government. Kooks talk about that. And I'd go, but here's the documents. I mean, here's the admissions. Here's the Center for Global Governance. Here's the UN website about global government. Here's 5 presidents calling for world government. Would you like to go there? No, kook. That'll never happen. And 5 years later, the same person calls back. All right, you were right about world government, Alex, but that's just the way it is, and it's just a natural progression. You know, we went from being agrarian, hunter-gatherers, to being agrarian, and then to the city-state, and then to the nation, and then to the regional government. And, oh, now this is just world government. And I go, yeah, but the world government's tyrannical. It's run by evil people. Oh, sure it is. Just stop living in denial, people. All right, I'm preaching, but let's go ahead and talk to Joan in Florida. Joan, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Okay, I don't know quite how to begin this, except that I heard advertised, and I heard the man that made this documentary, Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. And a lot of people are in denial, thinking that they have the right of free speech, but you don't.
Look, I got an article. We're in South Texas at a Saturday school. Two girls, two sisters, who'd both been late together. Now you go to these things for no reason. They found in one of the... they just come from a Saturday church service. They found their two Bibles, and the teacher screamed at them and threw them in the trash.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a while back. But
it just happened again. It's a similar story.
It did. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. The way I came across this is the fellow from Philadelphia that was down at the gay parade. He and 4 other fellows are being brought up on a hate crime.
Facing 47 years in prison. That's the Associated Press. Again, calmly, the media, calmly reporting, and there's video of all this. It's on their website. You're standing there. You're in your designated protest zone. People come over and scream and yell at you. You pray. And they go, well, you made them scream at you. Look, when a million moms were hitting me in the head with signs, we have this on video on the website, prisonplanet.tv, when they were hitting us with signs and threatening us, the cops came over and said, well, you being here is making them act like that.
You disturbed them, Alex. How bad of you.
This is the new, but notice, the left now is losing all their rights, too.
Oh, yes, they are. And but anyhow, I just wanted to say that this documentary that this Reverend Ted Pike has put out, he is now doing dual shows and interviews with Michael from Philadelphia, with a, you know, head spokesman.
I've had the group that's being persecuted on, I think, 3 times.
But have you had Reverend Pike on yet?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, if you put me back to your screener, I'll give them a phone number where you can reach them, because we just showed it last night, and seven people ordered a copy of the video. So,
well, good. I'd like to...
Because this is going to come up again this spring. You know, the Local Law Enforcement Act, I think they're naming it, but it is training them how to...
Yeah, and again, they call forced drugging, forced psychological testing of all children in America... New Freedom,
oh,
and
yes.
they call Local Law Enforcement Act, it should be called the Federalization Act.
Exactly.
It's always the opposite.
Right. And one other quick thing, you know, the congressmen now are putting up a bill to increase the amount of money given to our fallen troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. They want to make it retroactive and raise it from $12,000 up to $100,000, and then to increase the insurance policy for the death benefit up to $250,000. But I called my congressman's office today, and I want to know, does this include the men and women that die after they come home from the result of their injuries, number one? Number two, is there any benefit in that insurance policy for the loss of limbs? Like when you have a car accident or something, or an industrial accident, the policies usually include a...
No, I hear you. Look, I'll put you on hold and get the phone number. Thanks, Joan. Let's talk to Stacy in Illinois. Stacy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering if you have talked with your listeners at all yet about the January issue of the Atlantic Monthly magazine. And if you haven't, I wanted to share a little bit with
you. I don't know.
It's an incredible piece of propaganda. You must get a copy of it. It has on the cover, it says, America Attacked, the sequel, looking back from 2011, an imagined history written by Richard A. Clark. And it has a photograph of Washington, D.C., which has been decimated by a nuclear bomb. And then at the bottom right-hand corner, it says, after the attacks of April 20th, 2006. And then inside the magazine, there's a very long, very elaborate article, and it's a quote, imagined history of our future.
And how martial law takes place.
That's right.
And how they take over. Well, look,
the CFR
did this before 9/11, and they like to do this, and they like to prepare everybody basically as a script. And again, Clark was one of the chief advisors to Lord Bush. And, yeah, send me a copy of that.
This article has many photos which basically depict the killing of Americans, dead Americans. They're all dated, you know, with dates in the future. They're supposed to be imaginary.
Now, the reason I guess what it was doing is because they've had all these shows on TV, smallpox, terror attack, it's coming. You know.
But this basically reads like a blueprint of what will be happening in our country.
Tell us what their blueprint is.
I'd like to read a couple of the...
Yes, sections. Tell me about it.
Okay. First of all, it says there's an attack in Las Vegas, and it's this bomb is designed to wreak tremendous damage that would remain in the consciousness of the American people for years to come. That's the Las Vegas attack. In response to that, the Attorney General sought broad emergency powers to impose extended pre-arraignment detention, investigative confinement, broader material witness authority, and expanded deportation authority. After the passage of Patriot Act 3, federal agents conducted large-scale roundups of illegal immigrants and members of ethnic groups.
And again, they say that to make people, it's a double-edged article, and I've seen similar CFR try it before. It's double-edged so conservatives read it and go, this sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't know is it's for everybody, and so they, so he's acting like it's kind of bad, and then I bet he gives us a recommendation how to stop it.
Right.
Go ahead and give up all our freedoms now.
And then the next part of it is an attack on the Mall of the Americas in Minnesota. And it says in response to that, the president delivers his speech where he calls for the immediate passage of Patriot Act 3. And he says, we are a nation at war. We need to start acting that way. We can no longer be in denial. We must mobilize the home front. To that end, he proposed four things, adding 200,000 members to the Army to compensate for the National Guard shortfalls, deploying three separate squadrons of new unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, to conduct reconnaissance in the United States.
Already happening.
Suspending the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act, which
already has been done in 1996. They basically got rid of it.
Prevented the military from conducting arrests in the United States. and modifying the charter of the National Security Agency to permit unfettered use of its capabilities in support of the FBI and the Department of
Homeland. That's already been done, and I just want to say this. What they do is they then call for things they've already done, so when the next attack comes, they keep acting like they don't have these powers. The military is to deal with large-scale events and to kill people and break things and suppress the public. It is not for stopping terrorists if there were real, you know, independent terrorists that weren't LCIA. So, again, see how they sell the image of military as keeping you safe?
Yep. And then the next sequence of his events is an attack on a railway line, which takes place in Chicago. And in response to that, the Patriot Act creates the new Federal Railroad Police. The FERPs, as they quickly become known, eventually took over security for all subway and commuter rail lines except the New York subway, which stubbornly resisted federal protection. The numerous agents on trains, along with the FERPs' bright yellow surveillance helicopters, are now a reassuring everyday sight in most large metropolitan areas, supplemented, of course, by the many UAVs, which are much harder to see. And then it goes from there, the end of the article, basically in 2007, they say, we do a preemptive attack on Iran, and it says, we had suspected that Iran had assembled some nuclear weapons, but owing to the good work of the British Secret Intelligence Service, did we learn that all of the weapons would be in one place at one time. The president decided to launch a preemptive attack given the circumstances. He could hardly have done otherwise.
Then a nuke goes off in America.
Yep, that's right, and that's where it ends, is basically, it goes through several other, you know, terrorist, quote, scenarios, and then it ends with a nuclear attack.
Well, let me add what they'll really do. After they vaporize a couple hundred city blocks and release smallpox, they're going to have a giant conscription of people up to age 47. Most of us will be spending 10 to 20 hours a week in cubicles, watching surveillance cameras, in tattletale squads, in work brigades. The economy will plunge, so they're going to put credits on your national ID card. But then you'll quote, since we're having to, the government's having to give you supplemental money, you'll have to go work wherever the government directs you. You'll work in private companies, but under government control with no rights. People up to about 35 will be drafted into combat. This is all official, by the way. And they're going to invade simultaneously about five different countries. It's going to be like World War II, but the opposite, like we're the Germans, taking over everyone. And then after that happens, another 10 years will pass. We'll be totally locked down in compact cities, face scanning to leave our homes, to come into our homes, cameras in all the cars.
Yep.
And then there'll be a one-child policy in America. We'll be in lockdown cities. Then they'll release super plagues and kill about half of the U.S. They'll kill about 80% of Africa, Latin America, and Asia. Then everything will even go to a higher level of control. There'll be forced drugging of almost everyone. People will wear gray and white uniforms depending on what caste we're part of. We'll have shaved heads. By the way, folks, this is the official plan. I know you don't want to believe me. Fine. Fine. In your drug stupid haze 20 years from now, when you've got a shaved head in your cubicle, you know, in your compact city, and little robot drones are watching, you know, are walking around keeping track of you. And by the way, that's the official plan. There's going to be armored robots on every street corner. There's going to be armored drones everywhere, little bitty small ones.
And I say to anyone...
Oh, by the way, ma'am, listen to me. I'm not kidding with people. This is the plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say to anyone who doubts that this is where we're headed, all they need to do is go to the newsstand right now, today, and look at this. This is a mainstream publication.
Look, Bill
and
Joy...
And it's so overt and so in our faces. They're literally thumbing their noses at us.
Bill, look, they're on total power trips. Bill Joy, worth, you know, over $4 billion, co-owner of Sun Microsystems, in 2000 wrote an article called Why the Future Doesn't Need Us for Wired Magazine. He said, I've been to the meetings. The elite are talking about killing all of you. I'm doing this for moral reasons, warning you. The future doesn't need you. They are going to reduce the population. They're going to force drug everyone. And they're going to have this technocracy of machines that control us. And listen, folks, this is the plan. Okay, they're on power trips. The elite are going to have all the life extension technologies for themselves, all the advanced systems. They see the general public as a threat, and we're going to be in this literal suboid system. I mean, listen, I'm so glad you called, Stacey, but I hope people are listening to us.
I hope so, too.
Did you know Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World? You know, his brother ran UNESCO at the UN, and he gave a speech in 1962, a couple months before he died. I've heard the whole speech here at Berkeley. And he said, look, I've been in the laboratories. They have wires into people's brains. They're already controlling them. The plan is to put you all on drugs. You're all going to have shaved heads. This is the official plan. They want it by 2000. He said, I'm here revealing the secret government plan. Now, folks, now they're passing, they passed New Freedom Initiative. This is not a joke. Okay, folks, this is real. This is real, and they're a few years behind. Any comments?
No, I'm glad that you brought this up and let me speak about it, and I definitely will send you a copy of the magazine so you can put some information about it on your website and, you know, let it be out there for people to see.
But that's what the nukes are about. They've got to have things that are so horrible.
Yes.
I mean, folks, the globalists aren't about money, and it's about power and control, okay? And it's neo-high-tech feudalism, and this is their plan. Thanks for the call. And again, you can laugh at me if you want. You can say whatever you want, folks. This is the plan. Every terror attack gets worse, more freedoms are taken, and everything you've got, everything you do, within 15 years... We will be literally with shaved heads, all of us on drugs, mass forced euthanasia, one-child policies.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What I'm saying is hard to believe. These are the official plans. And look at the Egyptians, big monuments themselves, worship your government. Look at royalty throughout history. Look at these people get all the power, and they've always got to have more. And then once leaders get total, complete power, in almost every case, they just announce, start exterminating everyone now. That's my new power. I've got to have more. I'm a ruthless scumbag that got into this position because I was ruthless. and I just still have this taste for bloodthirstiness. It's about twisting the human spirit. It's about pressing on the nerve of power. Always extracting as much as you can. Grinding the human spirit under the black boot. But we all just live in denial. Oh, the government's sweet. The government loves me. Oh, yeah, I just have all their official plans telling the third world countries, oh, we'll give you IMF and World Bank money if you grab half your women and forcibly sterilize them. And they did. And that's just, you know, a scholarly thing. You have to go research it. You can find out about it. Oh, and most of the papers universities write are how good it is. Well, it's sad to grab the young women and sterilize them, but, you know, for the Earth, we have to. Well, you line up first then. You line up first then. Before I go back to Ryan and Bob and Mike and George and Chuck and others, I really sincerely hope that all of you will, well, do something for me. Get videos that are some of the best out there that wake people up in a big way, and it also supports this broadcast and what we do here. I still haven't taken those specials down of upwards of 70% off some of my newest and best titles. Oh, yes. $5.95 for Road to Tyranny when you buy one copy of the regular price. Each additional $5.95. American Dictators, documenting the stage election of 04. It's in the Bohemian Grove, 9/11. It's just a great video. One copy, $19.95. Each additional copy, $5.95. Buy four or five copies. I've got Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get three or more of any of my 11 films. They drop down to $19.95 from $25.95, so $18. Get these films. Pop them in your VCR, your DVD burner. Make copies. Give them to friends and family and neighbors. Put them on Access TV. You don't just sit here and suck your thumb and hope it all goes away. Take action. And I want to thank those that have taken action. Go to Infowars.com, Information War website. Go to Infowars.com and order the films, read about the films, watch clips of them, look at the different specials, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now. Answer your questions. Take your order. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You can order hard copies of the films at the websites, or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get my weekly TV report. All 11 of my films, well now 12 films are up there of mine, the emergency releases up there, all my different special reports I do, people like Dean Haglin, star of the X-Files, talking about how they had stories planted on them by the government, just a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post there. There is so much, two books, my book, Paul Watson's book, e-books, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription, you can't beat it, and your purchase makes the websites possible. And I don't care, frankly, if you share your passcode with one or two friends or family. Don't share it with too many people or it'll break us. But PrisonPlanet.tv, it's all there, so check it out today. PrisonPlanet.tv, a super deal. I want to thank those, again, that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. You make all the other sites and paying my webmasters so they can eat possible. All right, we will be right back after this quick break with the second hour. Your calls, Lord Watson, and much more. Stay with us.
Our terrible.